We are learning Masechta Shkalim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud by beginning of a new Mishnah. We know the halach is that everyone in Klai Yisrael gives a machzah shekel, and it has to be exactly a machzah shekel. So we have a person here, Hamekaneis Mois, he was gathering money in order to set aside for the machzah shekel. V'amar, and he said, Hare Eilu Shikli, this money that I'm gathering should be for my machzah shekel. What happened was that he gathered money, then when he counts up the money, he sees that it's more than a machzah shekel. So Allah says, what do you do with the extra? So Veshami says, Moshron Nadava. The extra goes to Nadava for the base of Mikdash. And we still Imrim, Moshron Chulun, the extra is Chulun. So what's the Bi'ah Machlekes? Pasha, the Bi'ah Machlekes is, we know in other places in Shas, the Machlekes is Shammai's Hill of Hektish Batayis have a Hektish. Veshami says, even though it's Batayis, is Hektish. Queen Veshil, it's not. So here he said, this should be my shekel. Then he realizes it's more. So Fibre Shammai has, even though it's a mistake, even though it's a mistake, it's still a Dava. According to Veshil, the Halacha is that since it's a mistake, the Halacha is that it is Chulin. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. This is a different Lashon. Sha'avi Mehen L'shikli. I say, from this pile of money, I want to take some of it, part of it, from it, for my shekel. Then Shavim, everyone agrees, Sha'amoyse Chulim, the Moyse is Chulim. Because he never said the whole thing should be hektish. All he said was, I want to bring from this money a machzah shekel. All he meant is a half a shekel. That's all by Shkolim. What about Echatas? It says, what about if you gather money, say, Eilu Echatas, this is my Echatas. Shavim, both the Shammai still agree, Sha'amoyse Nadava. The extra isn't a Dava, and we'll see why in a second, but here it's not a Toyas, because here he said all this money should be for my Echatas. Echatas doesn't have a set amount. By machzah shekel, it has to be dafka machzah shekel. Anything extra is a Toyas. Here, he'll give a bigger Echatas. So even though he didn't buy a Echatas bigger, the rest goes to the Dava, goes to Hektish. See, here, everyone agrees that Moyse Nadava. But if he says, Sha'avi mehem chatasi, I'll bring from this money chatas, that's pashit, whatever the course of chatas is good, whatever is extra is chulin. Shavin, sha'amayse chulin, the extra is chulin. So Gemara now is going to explain the chilik, the difference between the shkolim and chatas. Omer Rav Shimon, ma bein shkolim lechatas. What's the difference between shkolim and chatas? Ella, the difference is, shkolim has a kitzvah. Shkolim has an amount, so therefore if you say, and, you know, if you gather money, there's a machlekes v'shamay silo kutz b'tayis. But lechatas in lekitzvah, no kitzvah, and therefore, if you say this is for my chatas, I have to use the entire thing for hektish, whatever is chatas. The rest is will be in a davar. Rav Yehuda tries to answer Rav Shimon's taina. Rav Yehuda, what are you talking about? After shkolim in lekitzvah, shkolim doesn't have a kitzvah either. Shikushal Yisrael min agayla, because when Klai Yisrael left Bavel, so they started giving. They started giving more. I guess they came up with Ezra, second base of Mikdash. They started giving more than a machzah shekel. A shekel in Darkinus, which is be'erach four shkolim according to the Vilna Gaon. It's four shkolim, four half a shekels. And then Chazu. Then afterwards, when they saw they had enough money for the base of Mikdash, Chazu shkoslam. They went back down to one selah, which is two machzah shekel, and then Chazu shkotiv. Then they went back to half a shekel, back to the regular half a shekel. Big show om lishkol din arim. Then the decided, you know, they did a. They worked out the money, they did the budget, and they see them, they need less, so they want to give less. No, that you can't do. But the Kiblumahem, the Chum did not agree. You couldn't give less than a half a shekel, even though they didn't dafka need the money, because that they darshan from the Pesukim that it says, Zayitnu, it can't be less than a half a shekel. It has to be at least a half a shekel. So the problem is, what exactly is the taina of Rabbi Yehuda? We're just saying, Yishkol never kits v'idah. Yeah, but whatever. We're talking about in the dar when they were giving a half a shekel, and this was extra. So good, there are different dairies where everyone gives more, but a single person can't give more. It says, Asha lo yarbe. So what is the shadow of Rabbi Yehuda's taina? So the Rashash already asked the kasha, Chazin Hashash the kasha, and they answer that since it's possible that it'll go up in price, everyone will make them give more. They have to give more. Therefore, when he sets it aside, he has in mind that it might be hektish, so therefore it's not a tayus, not a complete tayus. I'm Rav Shimon. Afa Piken, it's Rav Shimon's tainas Rav Yehuda, what we just tainted, what the kasha is. I'm Rav Shimon. Afa Piken, Yad Kulam Shava. He says, I don't understand your tainter Rav Yehuda. He said, because it went up and down. Yad Kulam Shava. Aval Chatos. It might say, by Machlus Shekel, everything is equal. So what's your tainter that goes up and down? But everyone gives the same amount. This guy said, sorry, that you can't get more than that. Aval Chatos. That may be Vesela. That may be Vestime. That may be Vesholish. Chatos could go up and down. Everyone gives every different amount. Therefore, if he set aside a lot, it could be give more. Zok the Gemara. Hamekaneis, it said in the Mishnah that Hamekaneis Moyois, so it's Machlekes B'Shamay B'Shil wants the halacha. So what's the case exactly of the Machlekes? So it's Machlekes Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Loza and Rav Biba B'Shem Rav Loza. Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Loza, my plegin, what's the case of the Machlekes? The case of Machlekes is Mechaneis Proitroit, where you are gathering the money one prut at a time, like a piggy bank. You add it up, and then you count up later on, you see that you have too much. But if you pick up a whole bag of money and say, this is for my shekel, Kol Am Amaydi, everyone agrees, Shemayshon Adava. Everyone agrees that the halacha is that the extra is Adava. And what's the pshat according to Rabbi Yaisi? Because he says, I know how much is in this bag. I know how much is in the bag. And I meant to give extra for Adava because it's not a tayus. I know how much is in the bag. It's not a tayus. Therefore, halacha is Mayshon Adava. Rav Chia, Rav Baby, B'Shem Rav Loza, Ma Pligin. He says, no, they're not the opposite, he says. See, this Mandyama says, Dafka, if I gather it up, is it a tayus? But if I do a whole bag at a time, the halacha is Moisur Nadava because it's not a mistake. Rav Chia, Rav Bibi, V'Shem Rav Loza, Oimer, Ma Pligin, B'Ma'ach Neis Protet. The halacha says also when you're gathering. But what's the halacha if you take a whole bag? The opposite. Oimer Elu Shikli, Kol Am Moidi, Shemutara Chulin, that it's all Chulin. Because since he knows how much it is, we Neman, he's not giving more than a shekel. And the word is like this, that according to both Rav Yisrael and Bibi agree that when you pick up amount of money, that you know how much is in there. The whole machlokes is, what's your stam das? Because the whole case of the Mishnah, they're both saying is, only when I count up in a piggy bank, I don't know how much it is. But if I know how much it is, the halacha is different than the Mishnah. But they argue what the stam das of a person is. The first man, the Yom Rav Yisrael, says the stam das of a person is that it all goes to Nadava, because that's what he meant. The other man, the Yom holds that you give it to Chulam. Om Rav Chia, Mastito Mesiyei L'Rav Bibi. He says, L'chaira, our Mishnah is a riot to Rav Bibi. That's the second man, the Amma, who says that the Moisar is chulin, we know how much it is. And what's the riot? Because it says in our Mishnah like this, Tanan, Om Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon tines back to Rav Yehuda, Ma, tines on the Mishnah, posture on the Mishnah, what's the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? So Om Rav Shimon, Ma bein Shkolim l'chatas. What's the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? El Shah Shkolim yasam kitzvah. Shkolim has a set amount. L'chatas in the kitzvah, Chatas doesn't have a set amount. So let's analyze these words. Manan kayom. What are we talking about? Im ba'omer sha'avi mehem shekli. If you said, I'm going to bring from this a shekel, so that the Mishnah already told us that kol amayda shemutar masar chulim, that the extra is chulim, if you say that. So that's not Rav Shimon's case. Rav Shimon's case, he's saying that by chatos, the halach is, it could be more, shkolam na. If the case is sha'avi mehem shekli, everyone agrees, masar chulim. In ba'imer she'avim hem chatasi, kol amayda shemasar chulin. In ba'imer she'avim hem chatasi, kol amayda shemasar chulin. Everyone agrees the case is chulin, so that there can't be the case of Rav Shimon that's been mechalik between shkolim and chatas. So what's the case of Rav Shimon saying the chilik between shkolim and chatas? Ella must be ella kena kayam. In ba'imer elu l'shikli, when he says these are for my shekel. These are for my shekel. Elu shikli. He picks up a bag. It's my shekel. Shkala my desh kibzal samatayr. This is a kibzal samatayr. Masar chulin. The extra is chulin because you assume they're not giving more. But chatas the desh in kibzal samatayr. Since it doesn't have a set amount, masar nedava. The extra is nedava. You assume the extra is goes to nedava. Now, so what we're saying is that a karchach Rav Shimon's one case elu shikli and Stola says that there's a chilek that by shkalim since it has a set amount the rest is chulin. Mashenkin chatas the rest is nadava. So it's a kasha on Rav Bibi because what's the case of the chilek between shkalim and chatas that Rav Shimon's tining? If it says avi mehem shikli that we say is kuliyam chulin. So it must be elu shikli. I picked up bags elu shikli and you see clearly that by shkalim it's chulin. So the Gemara, no. So the Gemara says, "My avler beis yirav shem laz." It wasn't beis yirav shem laz. Sleep down the Mishnah. Pasle explains, "B'machlas prait roid." It's a simple teretz. It's talking about a case. He's going on beis hillel, basically. I guess the makshin over here held that Rav Shimon's going lekuliyama, not only dafka beis hillel. But if Rav Yisrael answer very simple, that we have a chalik b'sham beis hillel when I put it into the piggy bank. So that's where the halach is that by a few beis hillel, it's a hektish b'tayis, and the kash is why is that different than chatos? Why is that more hektish b'tayis than this? And that we answer. That this has a kitzvah, doesn't have a kitzvah. Possibly, Machas Praetor, the Beis Hillel, and like Beis Hillel Shita, the whole just hektish v'tayis. Right, the Gemara, Vatanina Moisa Shkolim Chulim. We learned that Moisa Shkolim Chulim. It's another Kasha Rav Yaisi. Reisi says that if you say Eilu Shikli, a whole bag, the loch is, it goes to hektish. Vatanina Moisa Shkolim Chulim. It says in the next Mishnah, Moisa Shkolim Chulim. So what's Pshat? The answer is that we're talking about a case of Machnes Prait Reit. The kasha was like this. Machnes Prait Reit. It's always chulin. You know, I pick up a bag. Where it says, no, Rabbi Yisrael will say, it's talking about Pasalei Machnes Prait Reit Hillel. That you gave ma'at at a time, a little bit at a time, and like Beis Hillel, that there it's not called, there it's called Hektish V'tayis. There it is called Hektish V'tayis because I didn't know how much was in the piggy bank. And that's what we say the next Mishnah. It says, Moshe Shkolim Chulim is talking about that case. We don't want to say it's talking about a case of Avim Hem Shikli because that's Pashit. It says in the Mishnah, there's one problem. Another problem is, there it's Mechalak between Shkolim and Chata. So it has to be this case, Machas Praetra, the Queen of Isilah, there it's Chulim. So, Tomorrow, Vait, Anu Kumar. Mafresh Hamafresh Shikloy Vesova Shuchayev. He was Mafresh Shekel because he thought he was Chayev. He thought he didn't give a shekel yet. Venimsa Sheine Chayev. And we found that he was Taka not Chayev. Hitaka was not Chayev. Loy Kodash. The halacha is that he was, it's not Kodash. Why? Because it's a Toyas. He thought he was Chayev a shekel. Venimsa Sheine Chayev. Loy Kodash. Hamafresh Shnayim. If someone, so that's halacha. If you think you are Chayev and Menimtsa she'ena chayiv, so it comes out the whole hektish is betoy, so it's not kaddish. But what about the mafresh naim? You think you didn't pay last year's shekel, so you put aside two machzor shekel. V'sava shu chayiv shnayim, and he thought that he's chayiv shnayim. Menimtsa she'ena chayiv achas, and then he realizes they really gave last year, so he doesn't have to give a new shekel for this year. So what do you do with the extra shekel? Oisa she'ena ma'avle. What do you do with the extra shekel? Now what's the shaila? It's also hektish betoy. The first case is saying hektish betoy. So why is the second case any different? So the mafreshim explain. The first case, there's no hektish being chal at all. The whole thing is betoyis. But here, for sure, one is hektish. The shaila is, once one is hektish, maybe the other one's chal also, and doesn't apply the din of hektish betoyis. So let's bring a raya. Let's bring a raya from this case. It's halacha by chatas, a mafresh chatasoi, v'sova shu chayiv. He's mafresh a chatas, and he thinks that he's chayiv a chatas. He finds that he's not chayiv a chatas. Loi kotsha, the behemoth is not kodesh. But if for shtayim, we put aside two behemoths for chatas, you took your chayiv two chatas, v'sova shu chayiv shtayim, v'nimsa shen chayiv ala achas, you only chayiv one. Oh, you say shni amat avalei, what's the halacha in that braisa? It says the braisa halacha is, Ela Raya, look at that's Raya, the extra one. Hakanami, Leon Dava. Let's say here also to the Dava. So tomorrow's timing, I have a Raya from Chatos there. If it's one, it's Hekesh Toys. If it's two, you see that they're both Chal. So you see it's a Raya to this side that the extra one is, if you save Hekesh time, you're both Kaddish. You see, you have to be Raya. So you see, you don't say a Toys in Shiurim, in amount, by Hekesh Toys, it's not called Hekesh Toys. So Chor, it's a Raya. So tomorrow says, no, it's not a Raya. Vecha, hey, Chabatayma Elu. This is not a raya because shkolim is different. Just like by when you say by shkolim, since it has a different din chata, since it has a kitzvah, so you see that the chalak zev is there. So don't learn one from another one. You see when you gather ma'at, the halach is that there's a difference between chatas and shkolim. By shkolim, it's not chal, it's tois, and there it's not. By chatas, there is no kitzvah. So you see that the chalak, don't bring a raya one from another. That's one of the ways to learn the Gemara. There's another gears in the Gemara to say that there is a raya lemaisa. Back upon him, there's two ways to learn the Gemara, but one way to learn Gemara is that it is, the Gemara is answering over here, that it's not a Raya. So the Gemara writes, it's in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda answers back that Shkolim also don't have a kitzvah, he says, because when the Gaila had their Kainos, and then they went to Tivin, so it gives you a little bit what they are over here. So the Gemara, their Kainos is Dinarim, that's Dinarim, which is the Dinar Shel Zav, which is four half a shekels. Chazu lishkol slom, they went to next level slom kishmul like the nashmayis, which means two half a shekels. Chazu lishkol tivin, which is pagi slom, which is half a shekel. Bikshu lishkol dinarim, which is karten, which is a quarter of a sela, which is a half a machta shekel. Lekiblum had the word makabel because you can't give less than a half a shekel. Zokti gemara, there's a pasuk that's a remez to this. The pasuk says v'madnu aleinu mitzvayis losis shlishis hashekel v'shana lavedis beis lekenu. So the losis shlishis were darshening that you only could go to a shlish darkon, nothing less than that, a third of a darkon. That's what it says. The only problem with this is that really half a shekel is a quarter of a darkon, not a third of a darkon. So the Goyen talks about that. He says maybe they added on a little bit midrabanan. Back upon him, we see from here you can't go down more than three levels. From a darkon, you can't go more than a third lower than that. Some say that darkon tak is one and a half a shekel because of this gemara. Akaparim, that's the shaila he learned the gemara. So gemara vayta. Rav Chilke v'shei Rav Acha mekan shetzarech odom l'shalish shiklei. Stam, we'll learn from this pasuk some drashas. You see from here that he's supposed to give tzedakah three times a year. Shalish parma shana. Three times a year you give tzedakah. Umekan shei matriach al tzibur. Yes, shalish parma shana. You're learning you shouldn't be matriach on the tzibur. Which means you shouldn't make the gabit stalker give out stalker more than three times a year, be a terech more than three times a year. Omar Rab Oven, Mekan, from here we learn, L'sholish Sa'im, we learn from here not a remez, that if each truma was three Sa'im big, Mekan, L'sholish Kupais, you also learn from here that the three Kupais, they had three different Kupais, that every time you retire him, you retire him from three Kupais. You also learn from here that three times a year you do our afrasha on